And on Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. Today, we take you inside a clothing factory. It's not in China or Mexico or Hungary, where many men's suits are made these days. If the suit is a Joseph Abboud, the label says Made in America. This company is one of the few that still produces suits in the United States, and it's not trying to send jobs overseas. Abboud is hiring more people here at home, in fact, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The thump of a sewing machine, the hiss of a worker pressing suit sleeves. You don't hear those sounds in America much anymore.
Many, many years ago here in New Bedford, we had over 5,000 clothing workers making men's tailored clothing. Today, this is the only remaining factory.
That's Tony Sapienza, the CEO of Joseph Abboud. Last year, he hired 90 new workers. Sapienza has to pay them $4 more an hour than his foreign competitors pay theirs. But by keeping production in the U.S., he says he can use higher-skilled workers to make the company's $700 to $1,000 suits. And he can get them to stores ahead of the competition without some past problems.
We had a truck hijacked by Mexican bandits before it got to the border, and we lost an entire shipment of 4,000 suits and disappointed our retailer, who subsequently said he couldn't trust us, and moved the production to a different brand.
Sapienza also wants to pick up the pace on the factory floor. He's building what's called a lean manufacturing system, so he can respond to hot sellers and get tailored suits to customers in just a week.
Today, if a Nordstrom wants more Joseph Abboud product in the middle of September because the weather turned cold and folks ran into the store and started buying suits and stripes were popular, okay, we can't deliver mid-season goods. Whereas in a lean environment, if we can make a sufficient quantity in a 2 or 3 day cycle and ship it to the store, we can actually fill replacement orders and drive a business.
There's no magic to lean manufacturing. Under the old system, employees stitch pieces on their own. In a lean system, they work in teams, rapidly moving fabric through a circuit. They're also trained in various skills, so if pieces back up, they can jump to another job. Some workers like the new system, others don't.
My name is Luis Sanchez. I've been working here 17 years.
Doing the exact same thing, stitching sleeves. Sanchez preferred working alone at her own speed. Now she's part of a team. And if she doesn't move fast enough, other workers give her a hard time because it affects everyone's pay.
It was just me doing, you know, a bundle. And I used to finish the bundle, tie it up, and just put it aside. But now I do a sleeve, and then I have to pass it on to the other operator, and it's just a little nerve-wracking.
Is it more pressure?
Yes.
My name is Odette Almeida.
Almeida is from Angola. She likes the new system. She's not making quite as much under the team pay structure, but she says doing a variety of jobs is better for her muscles.
I'm moving more. It's better for my body, right? And I feel in my neck, even was hurting because all day in the same position. And now I'm moving more. I feel better.
Workers like Almeida could have fought the changes. After all, they're members of a union, Unite Here. But instead of resisting, union leaders actually helped. That's right, helped management sell the new system to its members. Joe Nunes, the local union chairman, says employees were initially suspicious.
Yes, in the first week, the workers thought this was a trick from the company to lay off some people. But as soon as they recognized the company was hiring every day hiring, and then they realized the job was secure.
The union also had to give up some strict work rules to help the company compete. Warren Pepicelli is a vice president with Unite Here. He says that after seeing so many jobs go overseas, the union knows it has to be flexible.
Knowledge does not come suddenly. It comes through years of experience and sometimes comes through knocking your head against the wall.
So far, the Joseph Abboud formula seems to be successful. Last year, the factory increased production and sales are up 15%. In a world where pressure from low-wage labor is intense, Sapienza expects the strategy to work for 5 years. After that, he says the company will have to change further to stay competitive. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.